Oh, and I don't hear shit. Fuck off. Let's see. All right, hold on, you fucking assholes. Just shut the fuck up. For 1 second, shut up. Mute. Ableton. Mute. Hello? Papist. Pap smear, can you hear me? Pap smear, can you hear me? Pap smear, can you hear me? Can you hear me fine? God, I hate this shit. Flash is shit. Will please somebody call Adobe? Shut up. Who can hear me? Some people can hear me and some people can't. But if you're going to call me a tranny, then I'm ignoring you because I'm a lesbian. Do you know the difference between a lesbian and a tranny? Answer the question. What's the difference between a lesbian and a tranny? One has a penis. Jesus Christ. People are so goddamn dumb. So goddamn dumb. Anyway, am I recording? So you can hear me. Tell me if you can hear the sound I'm finna play. Listen, I've been around the block. I've been a hooker, okay? I've dated Ethel Merman. I've been at Women's Love Fest, where we all bare our breasts, even those of us with mastectomies. And you think some little tiny-dicked little chat room queen is going to fucking work my nerves? You can get fucked. Flash works my nerves. Fucking Adobe. They're the people that know how to push my goddamn clitoral button. Fucking assholes. Fuck you. I don't care about your little fucking pansy-ass pussies that don't know the difference between a goddamn tranny and a fucking
Oh, me so prolapse. Oh, me so prolapse. Oh, me so prolapse. Me prolapse long time. Oh, me so prolapse. Oh, me so prolapse. Yeah, okay. Oh, me so prolapse. Me prolapse long time. Come on.
Okay, so let's start the music now. This is my theme song, idiots. Sick fucking loud. How are the levels? Levels are good, okay. How is my vagina? Just kidding, it ripped yesterday. My vagina ripped yesterday. Now let's find the Skype. I'm supposed to find Griselda, but she's a little retarded. I don't know if she worked this fucking... Am I still playing? I heard a glitch. Fucking bullshit. Don't look up my skirt. Assholes. Okay. Listen, the person that keeps saying tranny over and over again, do you have Tourette syndrome? Why do you keep saying tranny again? Do you like to put your penis in trannies? Do you like to put your penis in trannies? Why do you keep saying that? Why do you keep saying tranny? Huh? Tranny. 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 Trant. Why? Do you want to be a tranny? Is that why? You want to be a tranny? You want to wear a dress? Are you a boy or a girl, tranny? Are you a boy or a girl? Huh? What are you? You're both? You're a boy and a girl? Does that make you a tranny? Or does that make you a hermaphrodite? Okay, so you're a tranny too. So why do you keep saying tranny? Are you retarded? Are you a retard? Okay, you're retarded. And so, what does it bring you to say the word tranny? Oh, fag and homo. Okay, queer, bitch, slut. To what does that bring the conversation? What does that do? Do you feel that you're doing something to accomplish something in your life by saying this word over and over again to a lesbian? Tell me what that is. Oh, because you are a dumb fuck. Okay, can you explain how you saying tranny over and over again and me trying to logically get to the bottom of somebody who repeats themselves, can you please explain to me why that makes me a dumb fuck? Oh, Saudi Queen says he's a closet case. That means a latent homosexual. Okay, very interesting. All right, I gotta find Griselda. Oh, goddamn, the wrong thing came on. Hold on. Hold on. Let's see. Okay, hold on. Okay. Don't look at my pretty legs. Show more couch. you know what? Just don't work my last lesbian nerve today. I can't take it, okay? These technology problems I'm having with oh, and this moderator who's here. Listen, what's the story with Flash? Does everybody have the same problems with Flash as I do? Where like one day it works, the next day it doesn't work? I mean, if you're using a built-in webcam, it's fine. But the moment you try and use an external DV cam, like professionals use, like me, because I have to record this for public access, it doesn't work. I mean, how can you rely? I don't understand how Blog TV is able to function when people are when it's based on this, and it's not just Blog TV. It's all these video sites are using Flash. Why doesn't somebody develop a better piece of software than this garbage? I mean, come on. Well, evidently Griselda was too stupid to figure out how to use the goddamn thing. Let's see. So you're not in charge of the tech stuff. I'm okay, but I guess that was a dumb question. Fine. All right, let's see. We got to call Griselda on the regular phone anyway. I don't even care about technology. I mean, I'm not singling out the Black TV because it's everyone that this is happening to. I just don't understand it, you know? I don't understand why these people are not... No, I'm not. I'm actually running Pizza Too Hot. I'm running only one thing on my laptop, and it's Flash. I've reinstalled it this morning. I've done everything, and it worked perfectly normally yesterday. I deinstalled all my plugins. Jeez. Oh, well. I'm just an angry woman today.
Hi, I'm trying to find my Skype password.
Well, you know what? It's kind of late because I'm already on. So just talk through this thing, okay?
Just what? Talk to you?
Yeah, just talk through this because I can't find... it's too late for the Skype. Nothing works today anyway. I'm sure that whatever it is, it's screwed.
Okay.
So
what have you been talking about?
Well, I've been talking about the technology and how it sucks because not working. My sound is breaking up, she says. Oh, my God. I can't take this. This is the problem with Flash. I can't tell you. It's not my problem, you know? I'm talking to the audience because I'm using this technology that doesn't work for shit. Other people in the audience? Flame Ape, how does the sound to you, Flame Apest? I cannot hear a word for 3 minutes. What does that mean? Luke, you're from Australia, but that doesn't mean you can't form complete sentences, does it? Jesus.
What about that girl that we were watching? Is she Jennifer?
Is Jennifer watching? I forget her name. Jennifer, the one that sings with the oxygen? I don't know where she is. Okay. So Flame Ape says I don't cut out. So I guess you need a lot of bandwidth or... I'm just going to ignore the people that can't watch this. I'm sorry. Anyway.
I'm watching the live show now.
Okay. Is it actually working for you, Griselda?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for complimenting on my Le Corbusier chair, Taffy. Okay, listen, I officially don't care if the audio cuts out because I'm recording this program on the podcast and I'm recording it for Pubic Access. And so we have 21 viewers live and sorry, you guys are screwed. Okay, today. Tomorrow I'll get it to work. I'll try a quick time streaming because this just doesn't work. But anyway, so, Griselda, please tell me what's new. I'm in such a bad mood today, I can barely speak. So you have to talk.
Well, I didn't get the Got Milk ad.
Oh, you can talk about that? I guess so.
Let's just not use where I work, even though I run hard enough. Yeah, I got nominated at work to be in a Got Milk ad, but someone in California, it was between me and her, and she got it.
Oh.
So we'll see what she looks like when we see the ads.
Oh, so
because I'm fat and ugly.
Griselda was auditioning. She was they had actually asked her to audition for a Got Milk ad, you know, where they get the business on the lips, and she didn't get it. She didn't get it, so she doesn't get to she doesn't
be in Times Square.
Right. So were you crying about it?
Yes, very much.
Okay. I'm just going to stop the broadcast and start again. Maybe that'll work. Hold on. Of course, it'll probably crash the browser, but whatever. Okay, let's try this. Okay. I stopped and started it. Is that anybody, you peoples over there? Hello? Sorry, Griselda. Well, I know this is... Hello? Oh, fuck. Hello? Hello, testing. Let me try this. Nope, in a testing. There's a little bit of a lag, so if I fix it, it's seems similar. Sound is good. Flameape says sound is good. So, you know, it's a bandwidth issue or something. And tomorrow we'll try it using QuickTime and a Java chat room. I need somebody to recommend a small Java chat thing that I can embed in a web page because I'm retarded. I don't have the technologies. I just need some code I can embed in an HTML page. With the QuickTime stream, I got the QuickTime stream. I can embed that, but I need a chat box I can embed that's all built in where nobody has to do anything. So could somebody please recommend me that? Email it to bloatedlesbian@gmail.com, please. I'm going to try that tomorrow. Where am I located at? Okay, we generally don't use prepositions at the end of a sentence, but I am in Chicago. Does that matter? It says it's great now. Okay. Anyway, Griselda... I joined the gym 2 days ago. Do I look pretty?
Yeah, you do. Are you actually working out?
Yes, I've been working out. But the problem is, here's the problem. So I joined this shishi club called the Lakeshore Athletic Club. No, not Lakeshore. It's called Lakeview because that's the neighborhood I'm in. And, you know, and it's a nice club because they have all these beautiful machines. It's brand new. The place opened last week. So they actually have workout machines where you can plug your iPod directly into this machine on the elliptical trainer. It has an HDTV. On the elliptical trainer, you plug your iPod in, and you can watch the videos from your iPod on the trainer. It's absolutely unbelievably, perfectly normal. It's unbelievable, this technology. And but the weird thing is it's sort of this juxtaposition of the Linkin Park Trixies, which basically are yuppies, you know, with you know, people walking around with the Kate Spade purses and all this business. A combination of that, and then you have, like, all the gay community, because it's in the heart of the gay community. And here's the problem. So I go in there, and I think I was just figured, well, it's a little upscale, so it's not going to have the riffraff of the gay community and people that work out at Bally's for $5 a month where they, you know, spank each other off every 5 seconds. And I thought, oh, this is okay. So you know who's the first person I see naked when I go to put my clothes back on? Well, no. Well, this is... How did you know it was a man? Because this is in the ladies' locker room. But how did you know a man was in the ladies' locker room? Are you psychic?
Yes.
Yeah, there was a man in the ladies' locker room. And it's Cigar Man, who I hate. Cigar Man is this creepy guy who sits in the Caribou all day with cigars, and he listens in on people's conversations, and he's completely inappropriate. Like, he'll come up to a stranger and say... Not even say, excuse me for interrupting or I overheard you. He'll just start talking to you as if he was in the conversation. And he's standing there in the middle of the shower stalls, like all of them, so you can't avoid him, standing there with his, like, bloated, overly tanned body and a towel, like, looking around for somebody to look at his dangly-do in the women's locker room, mind you. So I went up and I did some push-ups. No, I did some, I can't do push-ups, I'm too weak for right now. I did some of the sit-ups on the machine thingy, and then I came back and Cigar Man was gone. I can't believe nobody, you know, this is an upscale place, and they let men creep into the women's locker room where we shave our vaginas. What?
Gross.
Right, it is gross. Uh-huh. Anyway, perfectly normal. So what else is new over there where you work? Well, we're not going to talk about work. We're not using your real name. Remember, you Griselda, so don't worry so much.
I know. There's nothing really going on. I'm going to Alabama this weekend to do a marathon in Mobile.
Alabama?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Where the hell? Isn't that near Georgia?
Yeah.
What's the marathon called?
The First Light Marathon. I'm excited to go there because I can eat barbecue, even though I'm not going to eat ribs anymore after you told me how bad they are for you.
You're not going to eat ribs?
And
good.
There's going to be a lot of fat people.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to be there, so that's one less fat person. So there's going to be fat people running a marathon?
I don't think they're going to be running, but okay. Alabama, one of the fattest states.
Do you worry about getting cankles from all these marathons? I mean, I would imagine it would make your... your swelling now? You ain't got swelling?
No, my ankles don't swell. They're pretty strong. I'm just worried about being fat.
Well, with good reason. Yeah, but so one slab of ribs has enough calories for an entire week. Like, that's your whole fat content. But I'm not dieting now, though I just took a big diarrhea shit before I did the show. It was a lot of wiping involved.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was horrible.
I'm exercising and dieting again.
Oh, that's
Andy
good.
Andy Melton around, too. Andy doesn't even listen to anything that we do. Andy sucks.
Andy listens. He listens all the time. What do you mean?
Well, he won't talk to me.
He won't talk to you?
No.
Well, he might hate you or something. You mean he specifically doesn't like you?
Yeah, I think that's it.
No kidding. Well, that's too bad. Listen, I wanted to ask people in general who are listening to the show. I'm thinking about changing the time. You know, probably I was thinking of experimenting the time with the time of the show each week. Maybe like each week do it at a different time. So I've been doing it at 11 a.m. I was wondering who's listening to this right now, well, which is like six people plus the insane people who can't stop saying tranny and over again. Who would listen if it were, say, at 3 p.m.? 3 p.m. Yes?
For West Coast people, it's better being later in the day, or no?
I think so. I think it's also better for the Australians. Right? I think the Australians...
Roger
like,
Smalls. Is Roger Smalls listening to this?
Roger Smalls?
Yeah.
I'd have no idea. Roger tends to not do things very obviously. If he were listening, he wouldn't tell me.
He wouldn't tell us.
Yeah. What are you eating something now?
Yeah, I made tomato soup, and I'm getting out some crackers. And I got you two big bottles of caramel sauce. So when I see you next, I get to give it to you.
Is it the diet caramel sauce or the regular?
The diet.
Okay, so does anybody matter if it... Does anybody prefer this time? Say, just say what time you prefer. 11 a.m. or 3 p.m.? Just tell me. Well, I just... The only reason I ask is because... if I change it, I'm going to change it for a while. Three. What? Griselda? What?
I said, because you don't like getting up.
No, because I want to take this 12 o'clock spin class.
No.
And I thought, well, if I do it at three, then I can do my gym stuff before, and then I don't have to see Cigar Man naked. That's the whole thing. Because, see, I don't like getting to the gym when, like, at 5 o'clock, this whole stampede of Linkin Park Trixies come in. And some of them have kids in the gym. Griselda.
I've had that happen.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah, I mean, it was next to me on the elliptical trainer, and people wanted to use the elliptical trainer.
Yeah.
And they were looking at me like I was supposed to kick the kid off, but it wasn't mine.
How old was the kid?
Probably like five, six.
Yeah. So anyway... So you're going to do this this business in, what is it, Alabama. You're going to run, get cankles. And again, tell everyone, why are you running a marathon like every weekend? You're doing the whole 50 states? Is that the story?
I'm doing all 50 states, yep.
Okay. And who are you having?
So if I go to your state, I can come and see you.
Oh my God, Hagatha is coming over at 3, and the house is a mess. I have to at least...
Oh, no. Is Hagatha even coming over?
We're making videos. She's going to be on my advice show as a guest advisor. We're going to give advice to homeless people.
Don't let her drink off your cup.
Yeah, she might have the MRSA, I think. I think she has partial MRSA. Miss Taffy says she must be so skinny. How can she run marathons? What do you say to that?
I'm fat. I'm disgusting. I'm just skinnier than you, Madge.
Right. Did you just blow your schnazzles?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm glad that was that dog.
I don't know, though. I mean, I guess I just have to make the house so it doesn't smell like dog piss. But since I live here, it's really hard.
Huh?
Is it?
Well, after I cleaned your house, it still smelled like piss.
Okay. So what would be the best way to mask mask that odor?
Febreze.
Febreze is for clothing.
I know, but you can spray it all over your floor.
Oh. I might. Why? You don't like it? Actually,
wear something that's a little bit more slimming.
Oh. Actually, I won't wear this because it has green. So if we use the green screen, which we probably will, I can't use this because there's too much green. But then again, maybe we won't use the green screen since it's such a fucking pain in the ass. We might just do the couch because it's so beautiful. You see Trotsky there sleeping? You see him?
I do.
Yeah, this is a horrible show today. I'm really unhappy with this show today because I started off with such technical difficulties that it really put me in a bad mood.
I'm sorry.
Right, so...
Did your dog meet Sherry's dog?
No, I haven't seen Sherry in a long time. She hasn't invited me.
Oh, well, your doggies match. You saw her dog,
I saw it. Yeah, her dog's adorable, but she hasn't called me, and I don't... I'm a phone bottom. You know.
Okay. Ew.
Can you see me?
Yeah, I can see you. Your looks are gross.
What do you mean gross? I need to find them.
No, actually, I guess they're not. A lot of women would like lips like yours. They look like you put a lot of collagen in them.
Oh, I don't got no collagen in lips. Where is my control remote? Hold on, hold on. Be right back. Oh, here it is. Yeah, I need to do this differently next time. Perfectly normal.
They're big.
Let's see. I might have smeared the lipstick a little. Looks like a herpy, don't it? Don't it look like a herpy?
It does. Mm. I see some hairs by your nose, too.
I'm an East Coast lesbian, and we have hair.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look what this nice person gave to me. It said, I asked for this, and Justin of Justin Feet, he gave me this .mic. So I can synchronize my computers and so that they all have the wrong addresses in them at the same time. Who's hammering in my house? I hate lesbians, Griselda. I mean other lesbians. They always hammer. Have you noticed that? All they fucking do is fix things all goddamn day. Sucks. Yeah, so what else? Tell me what else. I'm keeping this show down to 25 minutes because it's working my last dyke nerve.
I don't know. I just got back from a run.
Oh, yeah? That's nice. Yeah. Where did you run to?
Starbucks, and then I ran home, but I took a long way.
Oh. You ran to Starbucks?
Yeah.
How are those new skinny drinks going for you?
Oh, delicious. I like the skinny cinnamon dolce.
Dolce.
Wait, do you see that?
No shit, I'm ugly. Oh my God, Spunner Babe. Here we have a genius. You're ugly. No kidding, how'd you figure that out? How did you figure out that I'm ugly? Who told you that I am ugly? I don't know how you figured that out.
Your hair looks good for your age, though.
What'd you say?
Your hair looks good.
What'd you say about my hair? My lips? Yeah, and you're like 6. How old are you? 25? 29?
26.
I met you when you were, what, 20, I think.
Yeah, it was 7 years ago, so 19.
Where did we meet? I know we have 30 viewers all of a sudden. I don't know why. Because I'm beautiful. I think the close-up gave me more viewers. I think people like a freak show. Do you like my technology, audience? This is my technology. Did we meet at the women's festival or was it the Lilith Fair? I can't remember. I think I saw you shaving your armpits in the trailer. Wasn't it?
Lilith Fair.
It was the Lilith Fair. Didn't I see you shaving your armpits in the trailer right before the Indigo's concert?
You told me not to shave them anymore. So now I don't.
Right. That's right. So how long have you started braiding your underarm hair? Yes.
It's not long enough. I just make underarm afros.
Yeah, but that doesn't take a lot of work. I mean, the underarm afro just kind of comes, don't it?
Yeah, but...
Oh, Dan, I got a You know what? No, I better not fart because it might turn into a shart. I've got a lot of. Do you ever find that after you have a workout or like you sort of shock your body and you do a gymnasium or a run that all your shits just turn into these gaseous explosions? ED.
Yeah, but my shit's always like that.
Explosive duty? Where it's almost like there's an M80 in the middle of the turd and it explodes right as it's coming out.
It's the worst when you're in a marathon and have to go to the bathroom.
Wait. If you're going to insult me, do it right. Oh. Well, I don't know anything about you to insult you. Who are you talking to, Spummer Babe? Who are you talking to?
Maybe she's watching a different channel.
Who do you want to who do you want to be? Well, this is only one channel. This is only for me, so. Okay. I don't know who cares? You know, it's hard to follow the chat room at the same time. What I need to do. Oh, that my phone's ringing. Somebody from France. Hello? Oh, hold on. I got to turn on you. It's this business. Hold on, please, whoever you are. I'm so fucked. Hold on. Don't talk yet. I can't hear you, Pepe. God damn it. Now this show's going to go too fucking long. Hold on. Hello? Talk now. France? Please talk. Hello?
Please talk. Hello?
Okay, can you turn down your headphones for Christ's sake? Hello? Okay, if you don't turn down your headphones, people are so fucking dumb. You know, if you hear an echo like that, don't you think you would figure out that it's feedback? I mean, even if you're not retarded. Who was that? When in France. I don't fucking know. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Shit. Explosive shit.
Oh, the duty. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
places to run in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Griselda. Oh, I was going to say Prospect Park. Down Ocean Parkway. What area of Brooklyn are you in? Hypo,
you live in Brooklyn?
Oh, no, he lives in Soho.
I thought that was in England. Isn't Soho in England?
No, south of Houston Street. I used to run across the Brooklyn Bridge a lot, so that would be a good run if you want to run across the Brooklyn Bridge.
Hypostylin, isn't that an expensive neighborhood where you live? I thought only trust fund people can live there. Or am I wrong?
In Soho, yeah.
You're young. How do you get money for your rent? Do you hooker or are you a whore? What do? Answer the question. Found a great deal? I bet. I bet you have a great deal. I'm a spoiled grad student. Okay, well, that's the truth. Where do you go to school, Hypostylin? Prolapseville?
NYU, I bet. Yes, I'm right.
NYU Film School, yeah. Where are those great blog TV ads we sometimes have to see made by Pod Show? What are you talking about, Luke? Anyway, what's it like to have a vagina that still menstruates?
It's pretty annoying.
Okay.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah. And what else should we talk about before we end? Because this is really, I'm such a bad mood. I took my Prozac or whatever, the Wellbutrins. But I had so many technical difficulties today that I was just really finding myself at a loss for words, literally. Try Midol. I don't have any Midol. I don't have a period. I'm an old woman. I'm postmenopausal.
Maybe you need some more estrogen or something.
That could be. When you look at how many... hairs you see under my chin for a woman, it's probably not good, huh?
Uh-uh.
I probably could stand to be a little more feminine.
Mm-hmm.
So how much...
some silicone injections.
Oh, no, I don't believe in... what is this? Hey, Who brought down the buildings on September 11th? How the fuck should I know? Are you trying to blame me for it? Jesus Christ. Stupid people. Why the fuck would you ask me that? Do I look like an Arab? I'm Jewish. Do I look Arabic, Griselda?
Maybe with those thick eyebrows.
I don't know why you would think I did something with 9/11. People are stupid. Or maybe they're asking you who brought down the 9/11s.
I don't think so.
Scoble's thighs crossed. Isn't that funny? Yeah. I do my own makeup, Erin. Anyway, all right.
Maybe Agatha should do your makeup today.
Oh, Agatha can go fuck herself. I don't even feel like having her over. You know, she's just going to yell at me and say mean things about how messy I am, you know? But what can I do about that? I need her talent. How's Trotsky? Let's see. I hope this doesn't go too far so you can see my legs. Oh, good. You can't see my legs in the picture, can you?
No.
Oh, thank God. I am huge, Cheryl. Cheryl, I'm having a horrible day. I was just... Oh, not this retard again. Let's try this. Cheryl, will you call me on the Skype? Griselda's here. My mama's, excuse me. Cheryl, I'm having a terrible day. This technology is so... Your throat hurts? Okay, from sucking... Listen, okay, Cheryl, here's the problem. The problem is Flash sucks. I spent the first 15 minutes trying to get Flash to work, and it put me in such a bad mood that even all the haters didn't cheer me up. What is wrong with being huge? Hold on, I've got another thing I can wear. Oh, you saw my hairy legs. Oops. You didn't see my gine, did you?
Actually, I did.
Oh, that might have been Trotsky hiding under my skirts. All right, hold on. You're gonna just wait because I can't hear you. Let me put on my program. I have this nice thing here. Let me see how this looks. Cheryl, you like this look? It's a bathing cap, or no? It's for to keep my hair from getting messy. Do you like it? Cheryl likes it. What do you think, Rizal? Do you like my new?
I like the
my hair cuff
around the side.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I can see it close enough. What about your life, though? How do you prevent that mess? Are you talking to me, Cheryl? What are you talking about? Let's see. I can't aim the tripod. I have to get a close-up to see how pretty I look.
I want to beat you up, asshole.
Very unpretty. Oh, Tommy boy, I want to beat you up, asshole. Who are you talking to? Me? You want to beat me up? You know what that means? You see, I'm a sociologist, and what that means is you actually want to have sex with men, but because you're in some sort of a repressed environment, you feel hatred towards homosexuals and lesbians instead. It makes for a very sad life. I imagine that if I was not able to be sexually fulfilled, I would be quite angry in chat rooms, sitting on my fat ass, eating potato chips just like you, Tommy boy. Right. That's right, honey. Go cry to Mama. Go watch some retarded girl sing a song. Anyway, let's see. What time is it? I hate this. I think I really...
11:52, your time.
What?
11:52.
Yeah, see, the problem is... Okay, I'm going to end, because I've only been talking for 35 minutes, which means I can stick two shows on this tape, and I can't... Luke, I don't care. I'm sorry. I mean, two more... No, I'm not going to... Two more viewers. You could have the biggest audience if that thing on the right is any indication. Yeah, right. The biggest audience. So what? Compared to what? Somebody who's playing poker online? Or, I mean, that's not exactly a compliment. I don't care, Luke. Anyway, oh, you want to see my legs? Okay, there's my legs. I showed my vagina yesterday, but then I got an accidental episiotomy when I was doing a goatsy. So, she says, oh, excuse me, my mama is here. All right. Well, we're going to end. Let me play my theme song. I might stay like just, you wish you had a vagina. I have a vagina, you stupid cunt. Sounds like somebody else wishes they had a vagina. Or at least had one, an asshole that acted like a vagina. I'm tired of all these repressed homosexuals. Why do they always hang out on blog TV? Why don't you just go get laid? You can always go to a truck stop. It's not like it's hard to get gay sex. But to disguise it in the form of aggression towards homosexuals. What?
I haven't had any.
Oh. Had any what?
Gay sex.
Oh. Well,
do you want to go to a truck stop? I don't think I'd want a truck stop lesbian.
No, you would be, you would get sex with the men's. You would be... hold on. Holy Christ, why is the tape isn't even recording anymore? Something happened. All right, we're fucked. Hold on. Chuck? Oh, no. Here, you talk, will you? I'll put the microphone next to you. Chuck, please.
Me? Okay.
Yeah, you.
Well, we have 39 viewers now. That's nice.
Yeah, 39.
I hope you're changing your clothes. People.
That's great.
Cheryl.
How could the tape be over? That doesn't make no damn sense.
What?
It says the tape is over.
Oh.
Oops. I don't think they can see us anymore. Who cares?
No, we can only see your couch.
All right. Whatever that was, it's certainly over. Oh, yeah. See, now they're watching a repeat. Hold on. Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm black. Now, let's see. I'm going to go. This is fucked. So, anyway, let's play the theme song. Oh, Griselda, I left you here. Do you want to say goodbye, Griselda?
Bye, everybody.
Okay. See you. Thanks for being on my program.
Besides, an angry woman is a beauty. She's a chosen to be inside by me.
everyone. Lesbian, get fucked.
Everyone can be a lesbian.
Even Cheryl Murkowski is a whore.
So the sexes do battle, they batter about. The men's are the sexes I will never doubt. I'll return to the bosom where my journey ends, where there's no penis. Between us friends.
No penis between us friends. It's just us. It's called Lesbian. I don't know what it's called. Lavender Jane is the artist. Lesbians are cool and groovy too. Lesbian. Christ, you're ugly. Get fucked. Lesbian. This on, and then I'm gonna go. I'm not playing. I'm stopping this. Let's see. Lesbian song. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. I'm not. Ugh, these fucking people are stupid as fuck. Jesus Christ.
In the morning. My husband ever wakes up and finds me talking to you on the phone, 4 o'clock in the morning. No, he can't possibly find me. No, I'm in the kitchen. I'm hiding behind the refrigerator. Now listen to me very carefully, Sal. Go back to bed. Have a good night's sleep. Then, when you wake up tomorrow morning, then you can leave your husband. You'll see, it'll be warmer, more pleasant. Please, Sal, please, sweetheart, if my husband ever finds me, I'll tell you, I'm going to kill myself. He just found me. Did you ever hear that expression, and a child shall lead them? My little one found me. Hold on a second. Good morning, Mr. Topolino. Juan, please don't look at me like that and don't yell. Before you yell, I want to tell you. Wait a minute. Seal has had a big fight with the Sydney, yeah. Please be kind. Seal, hold on. I want to get my little one back to bed. Hold on. Madeline, sweetheart. Come over here, honey. How are you walking around? Where are the pajamas Mother put you to bed with? The top and the bottom. Marilyn, listen to Mother. Take off your daddy's bowling shoes. Warren, please help her. She's going to fall. What is she chewing on? Marilyn, what are you chewing on? Oh. So you won't believe it. No, 4 o'clock in the morning, he's giving this child Sensen. Please, Juan, please. Sal, now listen to me. Stop crying. Please stop crying that loud. You're going to hurt your throat. Hold on, I'll ask him. Warren, Sal wants to know, because of her fight with Sydney, could she come here to sleep tonight? I'll tell her. Sal, over his dead body. I'll ask her. Sal, where is your Sydney now? Warren, he's in the garage drinking beer. I'll ask her. Sale. My Warren would like to know, objectively and academically, what was the fight about? I see. Warren, she bought a miniskirt. Sale, don't cry. Don't cry, Sal. Don't laugh, Warren. Go back to bed, Sal. What, Sal? Oh, no, Sal. I beg you, no, Sal. Please don't ask me to be honest with you 4 o'clock in the morning. Because the last time I was honest with you, and it was in the afternoon, you didn't talk to me for 3 weeks. Of course, you have a perfect right to have a miniskirt. The fact that I wouldn't wear a miniskirt should have no bearing on your decision. No. Because, Warren, sweet, I'm not 18. I don't have to look 18. On the contrary, I look forward to middle age. Yes, to me, that's when a woman is really... She comes into full bloom. To me, a woman... Huh? You, wait a minute, Seal. I want to tell you. I read an article. Makes an interesting point, Seal. In all of history, Seal, name me a woman under 40 that ever toppled a throne. I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon, my dear. That's my very... Oh, no. An 18-year-old can tilt it, but she can never topple it. That's right, Seal. No, life is not 18 and then Medicare. I beg your pardon, Mr. Tupperman. There's something marvelous in between 18 and Medicare. Huh? His name is Marcello Mastriano. Yeah, oh, believe me, Seal, if you could only have... Hold on 1 second. What did you just say, Warren? What do you mean by that, Warren? What do you mean I'm lucky that I don't want to wear a miniskirt? Hold on, Seal. Mr. Tupperman, don't ever tell me that if I ever wore one, I would walk alone. Hold on. Mr. Tupperman... Can I tell you something? And I want you to know this, now and forever. That for as long as I'm married to you, whether I'm pro or anti-miniskirt, I'll never shut up, Seal. I'll never shut up, Seal. I will never, will you shut up and stop crying, Seal? I will never walk alone. I'll kill myself, I just woke up my bird. Seal, I have something to tell you, but are you sitting or standing?